Mainers will see a significant increase in their state income taxes unless the legislature moves fast this session. As Mal Leary reports, the sweeping federal tax reform bill passed in December has both positive and negative implications for Maine.
The sweeping tax cut bill will reduce federal income taxes for most Mainers, but because the state piggybacks its own income tax on the federal code, the changes will result in major increases in state income taxes. Finance Commissioner Alec Porteous gave the bad news to a joint meeting of the legislature's appropriations and taxation committees.
Full conformity, for example, would result in a tax increase of approximately $250 million annually for Maine individuals and businesses.
Most of that impact, about $233 million, would be felt by individuals. According to the report, 466,000 Maine families would see a tax increase because the federal law eliminates the personal exemption while increasing the standard deduction, and because the state already has a larger personal exemption, more Mainers would be hurt by conforming to the federal change. On the plus side, Porteous says, Mainers would see a federal income tax cut of about $510 million, pass through business owners a cut of about $186 million, and corporations will see their federal income tax go down by about $293 million. And Porteous says the governor has made it clear that he won't let the federal changes hurt Maine people.
Governor LePage has made clear to the Department of Administrative and Financial Services that he would not support tax conformity that increases the state income tax burden on Mainers.
But Porteous says the governor has not decided how his administration will respond to solve the problem. Representative Drew Gatine, a Democrat from Westbrook who co-chairs the Appropriations Committee, questioned Porteous about when the governor might have a bill for lawmakers to consider.
The sooner you could get that bill to us, and obviously, you know, I think it would be important for us to get it by the end of February so that we can work it. Do you have any thoughts specifically about when we might be seeing a bill?
Let me put it this way, Representative. I don't want to peg a date, but the point is duly noted.
The legislation will not be easy to craft. It will have to address hundreds of tax provisions, and time is limited as the legislative session ends in April. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.